Getting some guys. As far as WB2KTV, did you have any traffic, Dave?
No resident traffic, Charles. No traffic.
Okay. I also heard 62SYH. What about you, Phil?
No traffic here, Charles. In front of you, this is K2GLW. Do you copy?
Yes, I do, Gordon. Any traffic tonight?
No, but I'm also hearing like every fifth word.
What repeater you want?
Manhattan 440, but I've switched to, I have five different links, and I've switched to all of them, and I'm having the same thing on all of them.
I don't know.
Yes,
sir. Continuing down, Ed.
W2LIE, no traffic, portable.
W2YZ, no traffic.
All right, Dad, last station again. You're a little soft on the audio.
W2 Yankee Victor, no traffic.
I'm hearing Yankee. What's the complete fault? Give me a couple times. That last station, give me the call sign three times in a row slowly.
AB2YZ, no traffic. AB2, Yankee Victor.
Alright, I'm getting Kilo Bravo 2, Yankee Victor, is that correct? Call correct, Kilo Bravo 2, Yankee Victor. Anybody else?
KC2, QKS, no traffic.
Got a double and heard KC2 QKS out of that. Who was the other station?
Okay. W2LIE.
LIE, I have you. There was somebody that was doubling with KC2 QKS.
This is November 2, November Hotel Mike, Joe and Garfield, no traffic, over.
And to NHM, catch you tonight.
W2LIE.
K2CSX traffic.
K2CSX, please, Mark, what do you got?
Okay, the utility poles that we spoke about 2 or 3 weeks ago, about the brown boxes with the Con Ed utility meters on the bottom of the box and the little brown antenna. Supposedly, found out by some utility workers today, it's supposed to be a new cell phone company coming about, and they're going to be serving the Bronx to the five boroughs. They should be making their appearance sometime by late next year. I have something to do, think this has something to do with the television stations leaving the air and, you know, spectrum being bought up. I think it might have something to do with that here. Go ahead.
So we're looking at possible servers up in the 700 meg band then, right?
Yeah, I do believe so. They've been popping up all over the Bronx. Two just went up in my neighborhood. One directly across the street from me, and another one practically about 4 or 5 blocks away from me.
Well, I hope it's not the Fed doing surveillance. There was a story in one of the magazines about 10, 15 years ago, where they would set up these wireless video camera up in like 1.7 gig band, mounted on a phone pole, pointed at the subject house, record everything they picked up visually and audio-wise.
If you want to watch me, they can watch me. I'm not doing nothing illegal. I've heard a lot about that. They got that going on over in the UK, and, you know, not a lot of people have no liking to it. I'll just continue on with my day-to-day life, you know. They'll watch me fine. I can sit there picking my ears, you know. If that's what makes them happy, hey, carry on. All right, I'll be on the side, K2CSX.
It may be Metro PCS.
What was that?
Metro PCS has been building out in the in our market lately.
Any idea what band they're using stuff?
I would think it would be PCS 1900, just given by the name, but I'm not really too sure. You can try to www.antennasearch.com, I believe it's the website. You put in your address, put your radius, and we'll keep up on any antennas local to you. So I'm putting a pretty tight radius. I'm sure you'll see who's building across the street.
What's that website again? Metro PCS, what is that, a computer company?
Come back with their website.
Metro PCS, it's a cell phone company. If you're familiar with the Leap Wireless type of business practice, and that's what they do. And the website I gave out was www.antennasearch.com, which is, I believe is the exact address.
Okay, got it. Okay, thanks. Okay, to the other side.
Back to net, W2LE. Sorry about that. I'm just turning it back to you. W2LE.
Going UHF yet, and what's the estimated time for FDNY to get up and running? I think that's all speculation at this point, but And also, he wants to know if, what UHF portables these agencies would be using.
Now, like you said, Bob, it's all speculation. Signal testing is going on now with the fire department frequencies to do UHF. Maybe by the end of the summer, they'll be ready. Some are saying by the end of the year. Once that's done, I'm sure transit will start their movement. As far as equipment is concerned, only people in Seward know for sure, because they're the ones that hold all the parts. They're the ones that hold the license, the range for equipment, programs. So, once we've got somebody inside do it, we just have to wait to see what they wind up using at the field.
Hey, Charlie, I got a question for you. I don't know if you can try it or not, but I'm trying to download the latest copy of Shortwave Log. Click on the download page, and it says download, you know, and so on, but there's no download link up here. I'm just wondering if something in my browser is blocking the download link from appearing, but I don't have anything turned on that you know, should be doing it. I'm just curious if there's an alternate download site I can get that from.
I downloaded the update about a month ago. I don't know if they're having any problems now. I have to go to Detroit later. Hang on a second, I can tell you what version I have. See if you even need to update.
Oh, either that or I'm blind and I'm just not seeing it. I'm on a download page and there's no link here to download it. The strangest thing. I'm just waiting here and then no pop-ups or anything like that. So, maybe I'll drop the guy an email and ask him what's the trick to downloading it.
Yeah, unless I have an issue with the website. But N3 OEA, yeah, you can probably find an email with the software or how to do it. I think mine just said, as it popped up, build 3089. Yeah. So I don't know if there's a new one out there. Which is the version you have?
According to this, download build 3095 is the latest.
But,
you can't download it. There's nothing here to download. I don't know. Okay, nothing on the email. I've been checking that. So, for now, I guess that's as far as we can go this evening.
WHSQQ.
Bob, when you go to showwaveblog.com, in the middle of the screen there are a row of tabs. And you click the download tab. When you do that, when that screen pops open, there's a green download build 3095. Which allows you to download zip files. Can you see that?
Okay, I'm on that page right now. Oh, okay, I see you say. Up in the top left-hand corner.
Well, that's just bringing you to the download page. But if you're on the download page itself, scroll down a little bit, and you get a title that says Shortwave Blog Suite of Applications, then download, and the different Windows versions, and then the green link underneath that is the actual download link.
That's it. There is no green link. What I'm seeing, it says download, and it gives you the versions. It says download build 3095, and it says the build number simply denotes the number of days since 1-1-2000, and then there's a black bar across the bottom, which is 2008 Robert Silent M3EOA, and the rest of the page is blank. There is no link.
Yeah, the words that say download build 3095, put your cursor over it, and point to a zip file.
There it is, okay. That's poor design. It's not even underlined as a link.
I know a lot of places are doing that now, but taking the underline out.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
QKS with some traffic.
Station with traffic, go ahead.
So I'll switch the headset, as opposed to just having the hand. How do I come in?
You're dropping out in parts. Who is this, first off?
Okay, anyway, my traffic is about the event this weekend. Can we talk about it, or should I email you?
Well, that's amateur radio. We don't talk about amateur radio here. This is our one oasis during the week.
Just talking about amateur radio here, right?
Not on this night, on Wednesday night. No, this is shortwave scanners. You know, it's all the stuff except amateur radio.
Got you with that. Okay, I got a question and I want to toss out to the group. As N2NOV knows, I haven't bought anything, you know, expensive just yet other than the handheld. But I've been looking at the Yaesu 857 and 897. Anybody out there got it and have any experience with it? Back to the group.
They say the silence is deafening. I guess not. Maybe one of the other nets or the email list might get better results.
KTGLW.
I'll email you about that other thing we should not be talking about. Got some more information about that. I got a few questions for you, so we'll banter back and forth the next couple of days, but I'll see. Back to Ned.
And to RV, K2GLW.
Where is K2GLW? Do I recognize the voice now? Gordon, go ahead. K2GLW, that's what I'll be.
At the risk of going off topic, having done a great deal of research into it, I am going to buy a Yaesu 897, and if the caller wants to give me an email, I can answer a couple questions. My email is willgord, willgord at yahoo.com.
AC2GIK, go ahead, Gordon. That was your initial.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Charlie, but not. The more on topic. I found an 897 and I love it. I bought it in December. And it had the January BHM conference coming up tomorrow with me Saturday. If the gentleman would like to shoot me an email, my email is KZQGIKAROL.com. I use it mainly for PSK, but I love it.
Okay, well, that's good. And if Justin's enjoying it, then I think that speaks volumes right there. So Frank and Gordon want to get into a three-way conversation on email with Johnson. Ask him questions about the rig. I'm sure he'd be glad to impart that knowledge. Knowing my experience with Johnson over the years, he will pull things apart, really understand it, and be more happy to explain that.
2-0.
Okay, WHUSD2, anything else on the email tonight?
Nothing, Charlie, that's it.
Don WA2RWC with traffic.
2-0.
Okay, IWC recognizes. Stand by 1 second, was there somebody else?
Charlie, 2-0.
Yes, I wanted to talk to KC2GLW.
K2GLW.
GLW, this is Frank in Brooklyn. Now, you and I know each other from the meetings. My email is pretty easy. I may have yours on my PC, but I gotta look it up. But mine is Zulu Oscar Delta Delta Alpha at MSN.com. If you want to connect with me, and we can talk a little bit about the ASU line of products. I'm kind of impressed with it. It looks like, you know, the K97 does a hell of a lot. I guess my only concern is, you know, you spend about $1,000 for that, and you're buying something without even trying it. You'd like to talk to someone who's tried it and used it. So let's try to connect on an email. We'll connect with NQ. NOV and make some connections that way. Make a sensible purchase. Back to Ken.
2-0.
1-6-5.
Okay, didn't mean to hijack your meeting for ham radio. I have actually used the 897. We have one of the Red Cross. And on quiet nights on my shift, I have used it. So I'm fairly familiar with it. But let's talk further, not during the net.
You going to be at the event this weekend?
I think I have it, WHYWC.
IWC, go ahead, Doug.
Well, Charlie, good evening to the net. Name is Don, Midtown Manhattan. And I just had a question for you, Charlie. I was looking on radio reference the other day at different systems in the five boroughs and also surrounding suburb, and I noticed I forget what they call it, I think it's Joint Capital or something like that in Brooklyn, which is supposedly a P25 system for what, I don't know. Am I correct that that's another thing that may be in the testing stage and is not up and functioning yet, because it doesn't look like there's a lot of stuff populated in there when I look at that system, and who is that supposed to be? What kind of service?
Okay. Who's the service again, and what frequencies they own?
I think it's called Joint Capital. And I don't know what the frequencies are. I assumed it was in the 800 megacycle band, but I don't know. And that's why I have a feeling that it's it's some sort of proposed system or something. It doesn't seem like there's a lot of data in there. But if you go through the list of trunk systems when you do a radio reference import, you'll see it in there. Or if you don't do an import and you just go and you look at Brooklyn, you'll see it. You know, it's like Atlanta Communications or something like that, except it's joint capital something or other.
Stuff like that.
probably by the weekend I'll be back up and running so I can drop you an email. But I've got everything here. It's just a matter of putting it all back together now. And got significantly more horsepower and video power in the PC. So it should work good. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. But I will let you know. Thanks for the heads up. Okay. The, as yet, there's no software package for LRIT. What I mean by that is, you can get a software package that will allow you to, for example, FTP from the UMETSAT folks, some raw LRIT information, which your computer can then chew on. But short of paying a lot of money, there's no box that allows you to take the data you hear and move that into the PC. When they say low rate, they're talking about 3.5 gigabits. So, certainly by our standard, it's not particularly low. But it is by theirs, because the high rate is something in the order of 12 megabits, which is pretty tasty, you'll agree. I was reading a little bit about that, and I was kind of curious about if there was going to be any public software for that. Very interesting. Okay, let me get back to what I'm doing here. I got to figure out what's going to go where. WHSQQ, thank you. Okay, W2IWC, that's what it'll be. I did find the page that you were talking about. And the complete system there is Joint National Capital in parentheses, Port Hamilton. Port Hamilton, Brooklyn. And they are listing five frequencies. It's an APCO 25 Common Air Interface System. Five frequencies are, well, they all start with 380. Okay, so it's 380.075. .275, .425, .575, and .725. And listed on the page are only three call groups at the moment. One for fire EMS, which is a rescue service. One for the military police, and one at the radio testing camp.
Well, yes, that you're right, Charlie. I'm sorry. I looked at this several days ago and I had forgotten a lot of that information, but now that you're telling me, it all comes back to me. Do you know anything about it? Do you know if it's at all up and functional, or is just is this just theoretical at this point?
No, it's been up and functional for about a year now.
Okay, so then I guess it's worth throwing it into the scanner and seeing if I can hear anything.
Yeah, I don't know how much power they're running, but that's certainly worth trying.
All right, well, good. Thank you very much. I do appreciate that. I wanted to get, for grins, one Project 25 system in the scanner, and I have yet to find one. I don't know, Bob FQQ, if you know of any in nearby New Jersey. I know there's one in Franklin Lakes, but Franklin Lakes, I can hear it here, but it's not that strong. I thought maybe Newark or something like that, right over to GW B might be better, but I don't think there's any P25 this close to me. So maybe I'll try the Brooklyn one. Well, thank you very much, Charlie. I appreciate the info. And I guess I'll turn it back to Ned. And I put a vote again for thinking about going back to WHUZLB for a little while for the net, because it's getting tough. W-A-2-I-W-C, back to net.
Could you run Rutherford? Rutherford of Burton County is running digital.
right, I'll take a look at Bergen. Thanks, Bob.
That's it. They got a good signal. I unfortunately can't bring up my frequency database here at the moment. I'm reloading it on the new PC, but you can look it up on any one of them. It's a UHF frequency, and they are running digital. I have them plugged in upstairs, and I listen to them regularly, so you shouldn't have a problem with external antenna.
I know if anybody would know, you would.
Well, Radio Reference is actually showing several ESO 25 trunk systems in New Jersey. You shouldn't forget, Zayon just went on the air back in March. Looks like there's Fort Lee Borough Public Safety, Mercer County, Lakehurst Naval Air Station, and believe it or not, there's an entry here in New Jersey where it says Rumson County Public Service, Public Safety out of Pomona. Where is Pomona exactly, Bob? Is that overlooking Rumson County?
Pomona, New Jersey?
I'm sorry, if you're talking about Pomona, New Jersey, that's next to Atlantic City. That's where NAFEC is, the people that reconstruct all the airline crashes. They pick up the pieces and put them back together, but Pomona is way down near Atlantic City. You ain't going to get them up here.
No, well, somebody's made the entry wrong. They call it Rockland County Public Safety. They say the location is Pomona, New Jersey, which doesn't make much sense. But when I dig into the details, somebody put it, there are four sites, one in Haverstraw, one in Orangeburg, one in Mahwah, and one in New City. So Pomona,
New York, which I believe is Rockland County. That's right across the border from Bergen County. You shouldn't have a problem hearing that.
Some reason sitting in New Jersey with them. All right, so there are several out there that that are up and running. So Don, you should have no problem with putting any of these in.
Thank you, Charlie, and thank you, Bob. I appreciate it. Well, I would think Fort Lee would, you know, I'm in a very compromised situation here. Because I'm in the heart of Midtown Manhattan on the west side, on the first floor. So it's very tough. But man, Fort Lee is looking right down on me. You know, if I can't hear them, Newark really well, I'm sure I can hear Fort Lee. And probably, something out of Bergen. So I think I'll be all right with that. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Back to you, Charlie.
Fort Lee's system, I don't believe, is on the air yet.
Well, according to the notes, Bob, they said that as of November 07, it was under construction. They say here construction is well underway. The national system is going to serve as a backup should the main trunk system fail. Final switchover is expected to take place July 08.
Oh, I know that. So, yeah, Reed Bergen County, how long has that been in vaporware? I don't believe Fort Lee is on. I know that they're talking about a system, but I believe it's in the same status that Bergen County is in. It's vaporware.
Well, the notes here say that construction is well underway, and that was dated November 1907.
Oh, okay. I'll check it, but... I haven't seen anything on Radio Reference of anybody saying that that it's active.
So you're saying, Bob, that Bayonne's the only one that really is?
No, as I said, well, Bayonne, I can hear over here very weak. Rutherford is running digital. There's some stuff on the Jersey State Police that's digital. And... think that's it around here. I mean, let's put it this way. That's it for what I listen to. There's a lot of stuff. I mean, there's a lot of FAA stuff that's in APCO. There's a lot of federal stuff that's in APCO. The ITAC channels run digital on there, so there's a lot to listen.
I was just trying to narrow it down to stuff I'd have a chance at hearing, given my location, that's all. All right, great. Well, thank you, Bob. Thank you, Charlie. I don't want to tie up the net all night with this, but I do appreciate the info, and who knows? Maybe in a couple of weeks I'll have a report. I'm going to be away for a bit, but when I get back, I will start to play. Oh, that brings up another quick question. When you go traveling and you go to a hotel, if you don't have a scanner with you where you can do close call searches, what's a good frequency band to look for hotel communications, both security and otherwise? Would you say mostly the GMRS bands and stuff like that, or what? Go ahead, Charlie.
Yeah, I found most of them in 460.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought.
Just look on the internet and use radio reference and or the FCC's database, so you can do it that way. Well, one other comment. One nice thing about digital, you're saying from your location, you can receive signals that are a lot weaker on digital than you can on analog. And a case in point, New Canaan, Connecticut, they are about an S1 on a good day. They're on VHF. I don't remember the frequency, but you can look it up on radio reference. And they're running APCO. Okay? If they're an S1, if they were analog, they'd be down in the noise. In digital, they're DSQ. So the fact that they are digital, you're going to be able to receive things a lot farther away. You know Yonkers also. Put Yonkers on. They're very active.
Yeah, I was going to do Yonkers, but I don't know what it is, but I'm so blocked to Yonkers that I don't think I'd hear them. For example, I can hear the 146.685 repeater up in Yonkers, but I cannot hear the 146.91 repeater whatsoever, and that thing's got a whale of a signal, so it's amazing what gets in the way sometimes, so I've been hesitant to go load up the thing with Yonkers. But it's a good point. I'm really glad to hear you say that, because I've always hoped that the digital stuff would have a lot better recovery of signal, as it should. And I'm glad that APCO is proving that to be true.
Yeah, the other thing is that you want to make sure you have the latest firmware in your 996. Depending on when you bought your receiver, you know, check the version and go up there and jump through the hoops to where Unity wants you to register each radio with them. But the latest firmware in the 996 is a substantial improvement, particularly in low signal. You get a lot less of the chirps and clicks and pops and much cleaner signal. It's not quite a Motorola radio yet, but it's a lot better.
Well, I actually have a PSR 600 now, and it supposedly does very well with the digital stuff, and I really haven't tried it except for analog trunking, so I figured I'd give it a shot.
The other thing that I can could offer, if you want to see what it sounds like, if you have the radio there, program in 442.0, and I'll go up on the repeater and give you a check on there if you want. I've got my portable in the other room, and I can key the repeater up in digital, and you can hear it.
So there is an APCO P25 amateur repeater. I thought I'd seen that on the listing somewhere, and I thought I was delusional. I can't do that now, but I'm going to put that in the scanner. Thank you. And I'll just leave it on and see what I get over time.
We don't run too much digital unless there's a few guys on there, but yeah, I'm running it on 442, 443.45 is also digital capable, and the I forget the frequency for the Wood Ridge, not Woodbridge, but Wood Ridge repeater in Bergen County, Tom's repeater. Those three are, we can run digital on there. So 443.45, 442.0, and 443, I think it's 443.25.
All three of those are
fully digital capable, and there's only about a half a dozen guys that are on there, so if you find us on there, we may use it, but out of courtesy, you know, there's not a lot of digital.
Also, maybe, how's your Tyson cell phone have coverage?
I'm sorry, say again? Hasbrook Heights is Woodridge. I think it may be listed as Hasbrook Heights, but the repeater is actually in Woodridge, which is the next town. RN's repeater. You're very noisy.
I'm going to pull the switch here if you don't mind. Hey, Truman, I
got a real quick question for you. On your 250, is ETG working for you?
On my what?
Your
250
receiver.
That hasn't been on for a while.
Okay.
It's working fine, but no ETG.
All day, and I'm just curious.
Okay.
I will talk with you later.
Okay, yeah, March 15th. Okay, any other traffic before we wrap it up tonight? Is that 12? Five different world-class competitions. New York City's been host to one of the five competitions for a little more than 10 years now. And it happens right in New York Harbor. The races start and end near the Brooklyn Bridge on the East River, go around the tip of Manhattan, up the Hudson, all the way up to where the Intrepid normally is. And then back down past Statue of Liberty, Governor's Island, and back to Brooklyn. This will be running all day long. Women's race will kick it off starting at about 7:30 in the morning. There'll be a race, a mixed race, and everything will be over by 4:30. So if you're in the area and you're listening in, listen for traffic on VHF Marine Channel 68 and 69, bridge-to-bridge traffic on Channel 13, any calling will be done on channel 16, and our amateur radio group will be providing the bulk of the tactical communication on our frequency as well. And if you'd like to join in, give me a line. You can always use another operator with you. So 7-3 for now, we'll catch you all next week. That's what I'll be saying, 7-3 to everybody.